In a word, light of Christ. The light of Christ proceedeth forth from the presence of God to fill the immensity of space. It is the light which is in all things, which giveth life to all things, which is the law by which all things are governed. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 12 to 13. See also verses 6 to 11. This power is an influence for good in the lives of all people. See John chapter 1, verse 9, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verse 2. In the Scriptures, the light of Christ is sometimes called the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, or the light of life. The light of Christ should not be confused with the Holy Ghost. It is not a personage, as the Holy Ghost is. Its influence leads people to find the true gospel, be baptized, and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. See John chapter 12, verse 46, and Alma chapter 26, verses 14 to 15. Conscience is a manifestation of the light of Christ, enabling us to judge good from evil. The prophet Mormon taught, "The Spirit of Christ is given to every man, that he may know good from evil. Wherefore I show unto you the way to judge, for everything which inviteth to do good and to persuade to believe in Christ is sent forth by the power and gift of Christ. Wherefore ye may know with a perfect knowledge it is of God. And now, my brethren, seeing that ye know the light by which ye may judge, which light is the light of Christ, see that ye do not judge wrongfully, for with that same judgment which ye judge, ye shall also be judged." Moroni chapter 7, verses 16 and 18. See True to the Faith, a gospel reference, which you can read online at lds.org in the Gospel Library. End of the article, In a Word, Light of Christ.